crazy idea at first, and yet think of all the ideas we've had in sports over the last 10 years that have totally changed games. And you know, I think we're looking at a system now where it's really, really interesting because they've made games better. I mean, just baseball alone has gotten so much better with everything that they've implemented. There's more offense in baseball because the DH in both leagues now. Games go by quicker because of the pitch clock. I think that's a big thing. More offense because they've eliminated the shift in baseball. And we see in the All-Star game, they put in the automated balls and strikes system, which hopefully will be implemented next year for Major League Baseball with a couple of tweaks. But I think it's a great idea because it happens like that. It's quick. You wait at most like 10 seconds before you get a determination if the pitch was a ball or a strike. And that's a big problem with replays. Sometimes replay takes forever. And then they have the swing off to decide the winner of the All-Star game, which is fine because it's an exhibition, right? And the fans win when it gets to the swing off because you get to see an impromptu home run derby after nine innings of baseball. I think it's cool. But this idea to have a 4-point shot in the WNBA All-Star game, again, may sound like it's crazy, but is it that crazy? We're asking people to submit their ideas of ways that you would change a sport to make it a little bit more interesting. That's not too off the wall, or maybe you think it's too off the wall and it really isn't. We had some hockey suggestions. Kenny's suggestion, he and his friends have a hotly contested debate about the power play. If a power play, if the period ends before the power play ends, then you start the next period while you're on the power play, but you start it in the offensive zone with a face-off, if that's where the play ended up. I think it's really interesting. I got some ticket text on this. How about two goals for a shorthanded goal? That's from Tyler. I think it might be a little too radical. I don't know if a shorthanded goal should get you more point total, if you will. But it's an idea. It's definitely an interesting idea to go that route. I think we should go back to just everything being 2 points. Feel like the 3-point shot has killed the NBA. Well, that's a radical change in the other direction. And I don't think that would be that well received. Ken, you're more of an NBA guy. How would you feel about eliminating the 3-point shot? And just no matter where you shoot it on the floor, it's just 2 points.
See, I think that text screams frustration with where the game is now. And I totally understand their frustration. I'm not in love with all the 3-point shots that are being taken. It seems like, you know, every single possession in basketball. But with that being said, you can't take it away. It has brought a ton of value to the NBA. Look at the record contracts they've signed with the networks and the streaming and all that stuff. So the three-point shot has helped the NBA. So they're never going to take it away. Like, look at Steph Curry. And look what Caitlin Clark's doing to the WNBA. Yeah. Now, if you don't want the 4-pointer, I totally get that.
Sure.
But you can't go drastically the other way because you're frustrated with the game now. Because they're actually pretty popular. And there's just got to be a way to... I think there's more of a happy medium that we can't find right now. Like, you know, the old NBA fan, and I consider myself kind of maybe getting to the old school point where I miss the post-up player. I think that maybe that ticket text wants, you know, what happened to the mid-range shot,
yeah,
right? What happened to the big guys? And so I do miss that part of the game. There's got to be a way to get that back, but it's not removing the three-pointer, unfortunately.
Yeah, I wouldn't remove the 3-point shot and just have 2-point shots everywhere. I'm not necessarily saying we should go to a 4-point shot either. I think in an All-Star game, it's fine. Go ahead and do that. I think it adds a different dimension. It could be kind of fun. I mean, with the NBA, my change for the NBA, it's nothing terribly radical. It's just, how about you actually call traveling? Maybe it is radical.
I like that one.
How about you actually call it? You know, I think the Euro step is a joke. I don't know. The Euro step is just an excuse to get a fourth step.
Yeah, I mean, traveling, double dribble, carrying, just the continuation on fouls, maybe the flopping. Those are things that need to be tweaked. Those things need to be fixed, I think.
Hockey, 2 points to win a fight. That's Paul in a truck.
Oh, I like that.
Well, that would mean he would bring hockey, fighting back to hockey on a more regular basis, and we know that's not going to happen, not while Gary Bettman is the commissioner of the league. I do think that they should allow hockey players to remove their helmets prior to a fight. if they're going to fight, if you got two willing combatants, I think they should be allowed to take their helmets off so they don't hurt their hands, because everybody's wearing a shield now. You know, it's different back in the day when players would wear helmets, but there wasn't a shield, and they'd swing away and it'd still hurt their hands against the helmet, but at least they're not, you know, punching a shield into somebody's face. That'd be a change I would make. Besides kick returns, any offensive play over 90 yards that results in a touchdown, give them 8 points.
Wow.
Aside from kick returns, a 90-yard offensive play gets 8 points. Is that 8 points prior to an extra point?
Yeah, I think that's what they're saying. So
it could be 9 or 10 points.
I guess, but like I think the concept of that is it comes from fantasy football. There's a lot of leagues.
Oh yeah.
That will give you bonus points for the length of touchdown. You know, 40, 60, 70 plus.
That's why I threw in the idea of a field goal that's beyond 60 yards. How about you make it 4 points? Is that too radical? I mean, for the league doesn't seem to care about kickers all that much, but this would make it more interesting if you really get to showcase the kicker's talents. Hey, he just drilled a 65-yard field goal. I mean, why is a 65-yard field goal worth the same as a 30-yard field goal? 248-539-9797. How about 8 points for a kickoff return touchdown? Again, going in the same line as the other one. But
would that encourage more people to take it out of the end zone? You know, it just seems ceremonial now. You just kick it and then everyone takes a knee.
I mean, they haven't figured it out yet. I thought for sure we're going to see a ton of kickoff returns for touchdowns with the new rules that were implemented with the you know, basically the offense and defense on the kick return. Those units would be like right across from each other, but 30 yards down the field. I thought for sure we're going to see more returns, because all it takes is one seal block and the guy's gone. But we haven't seen it, because the kickers are too accurate in how they place the ball and guys aren't returning it. So yeah, would you have more returns if you can get 8 points for a kickoff return? Yeah, I think I'm not against I don't know if I want the 8 points for it, but I think really what people want to say is 7 points, and then you have to kick for the extra point or go for two to make it 9. A touchdown longer than 50 yards is worth 7 automatic. Then if you try for two, that's a possible 9 points. So again, a lot of the fantasy football players are out here, King, and they're supporting that idea. The longer the touchdown, longer the scoring play, give them an extra point for it. Interesting. Gets a lot of gas there. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. More of your ideas to kind of change sports a little bit. The WNBA, they're going to try out the 4-point shot at the All-Star game. What other kind of rule change like that would you like to see in sports? Try it either in an All-Star game in the preseason, or do you want it implemented right away in the regular season? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. We had some Lions news we've gotten into. Levi Onwuzurike, he's gone for the first 4 games of the season as he's placed on the reserved PUP list. That's unfortunate. We've got players on the PUP list like Taylor Decker. We don't know why he's on a PUP list just yet, but hopefully it's nothing serious. Maybe it's just, hey, veteran player, we got him on the PUP list so he doesn't have to report right away. We'll see if there's any more action on that. Good news is for the Lions, they came to terms with second-round pick Tate Ratledge. He is signed, sealed, and delivered and ready to work out with this team in training camp, as the rookies have reported. That's good news. And TJ Watt signed his big 3-year extension with the Steelers. What does that mean for the Lions in trying to sign Aiden Hutchinson? Has that price gone up, and how much higher has that price gone up? And has that stopped this team or anybody from dreaming about, you know, the idea that Trey Hendrickson could be had? 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket. Hey, 24 Seconds Bar and Grill, it is my favorite place to go, bar none, when I want to watch a big sporting event. Why? Flat screen, high definition TVs all throughout the place. They pipe in the big sound for all the big events, and they have awesome food there as well, including the best wings in town. And how about this? Tomorrow night, UFC 318, you got Holloway taking on Poirier and Costa taking on Kopylov. There's no cover. And July 25th, and for all Friday Detroit baseball home games, you can take the 24 Second Shuttle. You can remove the hassle of the parking and the driving nightmares. You got BYOB on the shuttle, and the tickets are only $40 round trip. Come to 24 Seconds now, and you have a chance to win a three-night stay for up to two people at Circa Resort and Casino in Vegas, limo transportation, Legacy Club membership, or I should say Legacy Club welcome party. There's a stadium swim cabana party and a football season kickoff watch party at Underhang with Circa owner Derek Stevens. That's included. That's pretty great. And for all the Detroit baseball games at 24 seconds, get $4 bottles and cans of Miller Lite and Coors Light. And they got trivia on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. And they're open for lunch on Thursdays and Fridays. Need any event or party catered? Let 24 seconds do all the work for you. They're great. And they're also hiring food runners right now. Every seat's a great seat. You're going to want to check it out. And they have the specials and all the happenings around the webpage at 24secondsbar.com. Grab a taste of the action for yourself right in the heart of downtown Berkeley. 24 Seconds Bar and Grill on 12 Mile.